Oh, yesterday I was at Bunnings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you're at the checkout, they got the little dots on the floor on where you're supposed to line up and stand.
For COVID and social distancing.
Yeah, so you're 1.5 apart. Well, I got in line and there was a lady in front of me and she was a little bit in front of her dot, right? And there was a guy in front of her. And as the guy finished paying for his stuff, he turned around to her and said, "You've been following me this whole time." And she was like, "What?" Like, confused. Like, "You're supposed to be 1.5. And she was like, "What?" And like, "You're supposed to be 1.5 metres away from me." And he said that as he was leaving Bunnings, yelling at her, sort of like out of the thing. He was very frustrated. And the lady was just stunned. Like, she was just like, "Whoa, what just happened?" We all were like, "Whoa, what just happened?" And she sort of just like turned and said, "Well, you know, have a nice day to you too," kind of thing.
What a terrible comeback.
I know, but it was so awkward. And like the staff and like me were just like standing there like, "Oh, we don't know what to do," sort of thing. But yeah, it was just uncomfortable. Some people are very, you know, which is fair enough. Fair enough that you don't want
people up in your grill.
I mean, I don't want people up in my grill regardless of COVID-19. I think we should keep a 1.5 from everyone anyway. But you do forget, I mean, I guess because, you know, you're not used to having to stand on dots. We're not, you know, it's not something that's been around for that long.
So where do you stand on her and him then? Is there a side?
I was thinking about this all day. I don't know where I stand because obviously, I felt sorry for the lady because obviously she was a bit embarrassed that she'd just been yelled at and it's not nice to be spoken to like that at all. So I felt sorry for her. But then I also, you know, you can sympathise with the guy as well that someone just he's like been trying to move forward to get away from her and she just keeps on inching forward when you're not supposed to be doing that. So I don't know.
But would you yell at someone who was behind
you? Oh, never. I would never yell at anybody. I'd probably just like give them a death stare or something like that. Like, "Get away from me," but not say anything.
Right. So if you run into Rach and she's staring at you.
Yeah, I haven't got the sun in my eyes. It's because I'm trying to tell you to get away. Keep your 1.5.